Marlo, Google has diminished Breitbart search results 99.7%. Big tech will do anything in their power to get Biden elected. By Jeff Poor on July 29, 2020. Tuesday during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlo discussed how big tech, including Google, Facebook, and Twitter, has limited exposure to Breitbart content, which is an apparent effort to promote the candidacy of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. According to Marlo, Google has cut off his outlet's search traffic, which is a way the tech giant is controlling the news narrative as a way to support the Biden campaign. Transcript as follows. Carlson, you were just censored by the big tech companies, Google, Facebook, and Twitter. But you've done research into the specifics. So I think anybody paying attention realizes this. There is censorship is going on, but it is done in a very stealthy way. Google has been limiting your reach without telling you, dishonestly. Give us an example of what you've learned they are doing to your site. Marlo, thanks Tucker, thanks for having me. Always a treat to be with you. And I will start with some breaking news that I can share on the show. Which is that Breitbart, we've done deep dive research into our Google traffic comparing it to the 2016 election. And we picked that because we unearthed video a couple of years ago with our own Alim Bokhari, who reported on the global vice president of Google, Ken Walker, who said he is going to endeavor to make populism and nationalism a blip or a hiccup. So we naturally took him at his word because if you understand the left, they don't tend to lie about such things. We started looking at our traffic, and gradually since the 2016 election, Google has been diminishing our search results. And then all of a sudden, in May of this year virtually, we virtually lost all Google traffic, all search traffic altogether. Let me give you some specific pieces of data. A Google track, some call the visibility index, this is sort of like the Nielsen score. That's when your content shows up on one of their pages. Breitbart is down 99.7%. Overall, our Google traffic is down nearly two-thirds. If you want to search for Joe Biden or Biden, the chances of you getting a Breitbart article are virtually zero, Tucker. Virtually no opportunity for you to get it unless, of course, you add the word Breitbart, which explains the lack of Google traffic. Naturally, we looked at other outlets to see if there's a pattern. Of course, we have more access to our own data, but we compared the top 50 or so top publishers, and we found that 8 out of the bottom 10 when it comes to Google search are right-of-center outlets. That includes Fox News and even the Daily Caller, which is one of the two outlets that actually somehow performed worse than Breitbart. Carlson, this is not a small thing. Google has a monopoly. It's allowed by Congress, by the shills who allowed this. Senator Mike Lee, among others, who really should be ashamed of themselves. And they are, therefore, the gateway to all human information in English. If you don't exist on Google, you don't exist. Did they tell you that they were going to shut you down in order to get Joe Biden elected, or did they just do it? Marlo, they won't tell us specifically why. They only provide vague talking points about things that are way out of our control, that are non-specified, that are totally subjective. I think your thesis, Tucker, is right on the money here. This is 100% about the 2020 election and controlling the narrative and controlling what people read. If outlets like Breitbart cannot reach new voters via Google, then that is going to be all the more people who are getting their news 100% from CNN, the New York Times, and the people who would do anything in their power to get Joe Biden to the White House. Carlson, so maybe the Congress should have done something about this before allowing a company that is not an American company, it is not in any sense an American company, to have total control over all of our news and information. Maybe someone should have noticed. Why didn't anybody do anything? Marlo, that is the mystery that, it boggles the mind because I don't feel like the Republican Party feels the existential threat that you and I have been trying to convey to them. This is it. Freedom of speech in the United States right now is controlled by Google, controlled by Facebook, and it's controlled by Twitter. Remember, Google controls YouTube, Tucker. This is exactly why we saw these videos memory hold from the internet yesterday. And guess what explanation we got from Facebook when they took down our videos? Vague pablum, nothing specific, they wouldn't cite a specific piece of misinformation. And now all of a sudden Google, Mark Zuckerberg, etc., They apparently know more about hydroxychloroquine and the coronavirus than board-certified doctors. Carlson, and we should say we would rather talk to them and talk about them. So we asked representatives from all three of those companies to come on tonight. But of course, they ducked the invitation. Alex Marlowe, thanks so much. Marlowe, thank you, Tucker. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.